Construction of Jamaica's newest power plant is set to get underway, as ground was recently broken for the facility in Old Harbour, St. Catherine. The construction, dubbed the Renaissance Project, will significantly underpin Jamaica's fuel diversification thrust. This as it will replace 292 megawatt of obsolete power generation equipment with new, efficient natural gas-fired generating capacity. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the construction of the power plant is vital to Jamaica's energy stability goals.
This marks the beginning of so many important things, but just this groundbreaking is also an accomplishment of the highest order for Jamaican development. I'm very happy to see that the dream of diversifying our energy mix here in Jamaica is coming into reality.
The new power plant, which is to be built at a cost of $330 million, is the single largest investment to be undertaken in Jamaica's energy sector. Financing of approximately $210 million was secured through a consortium of local banks. Additionally, Jamaica Public Service, JPS's major shareholders, East West Power Company of South Korea, and Marubeni Corporation based in Japan, committed equity in excess of $45 million each. Prime Minister Holness has lauded local investors and other stakeholders for supporting the project.
For our capital markets, our banks, our investor community to come out like this and give the financial backing to this project speaks volume. It's not just that the project is good in itself and will generate the economic returns to justify the investment, but it says that there is a general confidence in the economy that investors are now willing to take risks.
Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the project will greatly assist in achieving the government's goal of ensuring that 30% of the country's energy generation comes from renewables by 2030.
This diversification in our energy sector is critical, not only for economic development, but more importantly, for energy security. And we are on the path of ensuring that we have the fuel for growth. And I say thank you to all our partners, and we are looking forward to when we actually start transmitting electricity from this 190 LNG facility in Old Harbour.
Meanwhile, President and Chief Executive Officer of JPS, Kelly Tomlin, says she's happy that the new 190-megawatt power plant will now be constructed. The plant, to be built by the JPS, will be the first to be built by the Light and Power Company in 15 years.
This is a celebration. We're just getting started. Around the globe, people are taking notice about what's going on in energy in Jamaica, and they know we are doing power differently.
Construction of the environmentally friendly facility will help to reduce the nation's dependence on oil and provide cleaner energy for the country. South Jamaica Power Company, a subsidiary of JPS, has partnered with Spanish contracting firm TSK, which will provide engineering, procurement, and construction management services on the project. Additionally, United States entity General Electric will manufacture equipment for the plant and will supply a power block capable of burning natural gas as a primary fuel and diesel oil as a contingency. Initiated in June 2010, the Renaissance Project is slated for completion in June 2019. When completed, the facility will be the largest power plant in Jamaica and is expected to employ approximately 700 persons.
See to your boss, I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200 and this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your knives. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.